Hi, Joel. Congrats
Hey,
on a
Rick.
successful season. I think everyone looks at the AHL and looks at your young players. I'm curious about Jordan Weal and whether or not you saw progression from him as a player this season, that if he got another chance in the NHL, he could make a different kind of impact than when he was last there.
I tell you what, I'm very impressed about Jordan. He came to me at the beginning of the year and said, "Coach, I want to have fun. I want to play. You can do whatever you feel like. I'll buy in. You'll have no problem with me." And a lot of people say that, but in the course of the season, there's frustration, and you're not in the NHL. And he was outstanding. He was 12 out of 10 as a person, as a teammate. He played with Ilonen and Harvey Pinard for the most part. He's a two rookie. Never complained. Always cheer the guys on. He's a hell of a person. I got to say that I'm very thankful and respectful of him, because he was a good player for us. He was, we used him in every situation, and we were short in lineup a lot, and he's just like kept playing hard for us. But what I'll remember most is about he came up to me and said, "You'll have no problem with me." And not only I had no problem with him, he was outstanding.
It's ironic that you bring up those other two names in Harvey Pinard and Ylönen. I'm wondering what you think the future holds. I know they're different players, but what do you think the future holds for both those guys if they continue to show the signs of progress that they did this year?
Again, they're a great guy. They got a lot. They have a capability of a young age to play in the league and play with good player, which is a good. It's a good sign. They're still young. They got stuff to work. I've used them a lot. They've played in special team. They've were you know obviously you know with the injury we ran in the last few weeks, they've played a lot. Ilonen played his first NHL game. It's always nice to see. Harvey Pinard signed his first contract in the NHL. It's always nice to see. They're just young guys. They're in the mix for to play in the NHL one day, but they certainly had a good first season.
Thank you.
Jared Book.
As well.
Hey, Jeff.
You talked about Carey playing two periods, but how important was it for Caden Primo to get in that third period, not allow a goal, and kind of get his head on
Yeah.
after a couple of struggling games?
It's been a roller coaster month for him, being in NHL, not playing much, getting into some games and coming back with us and maybe not having his best start with us last game. So to have the period and not give a goal and finish on, a high note. He didn't get many shots, but he got a couple of shots there. He's a young guy. You got to remember he's 1999. He's born in August, so he's 21 years old. He's got work to do, but I like the guy. I like the goalie. I believe in him. Now it's a matter of him like having a good off season, staying ready for the playoff. Obviously, you never know what can happen, but a good off season and staying who he is. He's a great guy to be around.
Thanks.
Last question, Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
So this hockey season was different than any other hockey season. Game 36 is in the books. How are you feeling right now?
Well, I mean, it has been a different season. It's been that kind of a week that you always get in the middle of the season where things don't click as much, but the effort was so good this week, and we should add a couple more wins for sure. But like I said, you got to give credit to goalies sometimes. So I just the guys, the way they worked and they compete and they bought into what we're doing. So it's just been a good guys. It's been not easy at time, and not knowing that we don't have the playoff and all this, but they've been working. Even tonight, after two period, you're like, maybe they'll back off a bit, and we did in one bit. We got 40 shots again, and just kind of guys stuck with it until the end. I'm very proud of that.
And I know you spoke to Anthony at the start about Brendan Gallagher and Carey Price, but I'm wondering if you could tell me in English, like, what kind of impact they had to the team today.
I think first of all, the most important is mission accomplished for them. Carey got two periods of workload, which is good, and Galley had a lot of minutes on special team, and then also 5-on-5 and pushing the pace. So that's what you want. They're going to play in a few days, versus the Leaf, and it's going to be even faster. So I think they needed that workload, which is good. And they were great. I think what the player will remember is how nice and professional they were and how gentlemen they were. and cheering on the guys. So it was what I expected, to be honest.